Amen. But I'm just saying that there's no little child of God. You have faith. That's why you're a child of God. You could never be a child of God if you were not having faith. But it takes faith to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and to confess Him. So, use your faith. Hallelujah. Speak to your mountain. Hallelujah. If you have a tummy, I'll say, speak to it. And say, peace in you, tummy. And then when you speak, believe that what you have said will come to pass. And then you will have what you said. If you speak and you don't believe it, then you will not experience it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthrough belongs to you. Mountains can move for you. Hallelujah. Opposition can break for you. Hallelujah. Even when there are family problems, speak. Many times we are speaking the wrong way. We are speaking criticizing. You understand? We are speaking insults. We are speaking disagreement. No, 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 no. Disengage from that and begin to speak. And say, in the name of Jesus, I command this heart turned around. Hallelujah. I command this situation turned around. Hallelujah. I command this mountain, move. You speak day and night. Hallelujah. Look, if you are believing God for something, just keep praying about it. God is not deaf. Hallelujah. Pray until a point where you know you've prayed. But after you've known you prayed, speak. Hallelujah. If you are trusting God for a child, don't just say, God, do this. God did it. Move from that and start speaking. And say, in the name of Jesus, I command that I'm blessed in my womb. I command that my womb is fertile. I command my husband is fertile. I command that I'll conceive. You see, there's a faith to ask. There's a faith to receive. You need to begin to use your faith to receive. Hallelujah. When you've prayed to a point, believe that God has heard you. Then start speaking. You will see miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will see what? Miracles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is good. And all the time, let's just pray. It's a short sermon, 20 minutes. Father, we thank you for this special moment we are sharing together as the body of Christ this day. Thank you for the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege to be in the family of God. Thank you because we can call ourselves children of God. And today we look at love and power. We ask that you speak to us. Open our understanding. Encourage us. Strengthen us. Inspire us. Empower us by your Spirit. For in Jesus' name, we've prayed. Hallelujah. Don't your neighbor smile at them? Tell them, say, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pick some places for you. Somebody read for me, John 15, verse 7 and 8. I don't think I've ever adequately unpacked these verses. John 15, verse 7 and verse 8. Can we have, yes? John 15, verse 7 and 8.
But if you remain in me.
But if you remain in me. King James says, if you abide in me. Yes?
And my words remain in you.
And my words remain in you. Yes?
You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted.
Amen. Can I just, I'm coming back to you. I just wanted to ask a quick question. Quick question is this. Now, anybody very good in English, what she just read, I want you to find me a metaphor or a simile, whatever you call it, to describe that. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask whatever you want or desire and it shall be granted. Now, what metaphor in our modern language, what will you call that? That offer, what will you call it? Yes? Don't be shy. Anything we do, I have one in my head. It's just a short phrase that just in our modern, you know, way of speaking. You may ask whatever you want and it will be granted. What do you call that? A short phrase, a short metaphor to say that. Yes? What do you say?
Open check.
Open check. Sometimes you read the Bible as if it's not there. It's there. And it's Jesus that said it. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask what? Whatever. It's like he didn't say it. You can ask what? whatever you want, and it will be granted. Let's go to verse 8. I'll come back to that point, but let's go to verse 8. I want to explain to you a secret of getting your prayers answered. Yes, verse 8.
When you produce much fruit.
When you produce much fruit.
You are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll try to unpack these two verses today. I think it's better not to do more than two verses. Otherwise, I can't keep my promise. Hallelujah. There is a way to get your prayers answered. All the time. But if you put in some human imperfection, at least most of the time. It means that many times when we pray and our prayers are not being answered, we are missing something. The problem is never on God's side. I was talking to one of my darling sisters during the week, discipleship course. I have many sisters. You know that? And brothers. That's the beauty of working with God. He will give you brothers and sisters beyond your immediate family. And I tell you something, it's a greater experience. If all your tight circle in your life is just your immediate family, you are missing out. Amen. You know why? Many people in your immediate family look like you and talk like you and think like you. And they take it for granted even. You know? But the diversity of more people, not just people from your country, people from a country other than yours, they give you another perspective to life. Hallelujah. There's beauty in having brothers and sisters beyond your immediate family. In fact, I'm saying in the family of God. Hallelujah. He said, you may ask whatever you want. But you know the problem is that most people jump to that. They said I can ask whatever I want. Yeah? So now that I need £3,000. You forgot the condition. Hallelujah. Many times we jump to the final statement, we forget the condition. He said, if you remain in me, or the other word is, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you have an open check. Question, what does it mean to remain in Christ, or to abide in Christ? Let's start from our youth. What does it mean to remain or abide in Christ? Anyone? Yes, don't worry, I don't need a perfect answer, I just need a good answer. Yes. If to remain in Christ or to abide in Christ, what does it mean?
To trust.
To trust, yes. That's in the right direction, yes.
To remain faithful.
To be faithful. Very important. Nobody likes an unfaithful wife. Or unfaithful husband. Do you like anybody like an unfaithful husband? Yeah? That is never your portion in Jesus' name. Go on.
Continuous fellowship.
Fellowship. Yes. Fellowship. I love the word fellowship. Let me say something to you, for those who will understand. Physical intimacy will not go beyond this world. Because it's just a foretaste of the real deal. The real deal is koinonia. That's a Greek word. Hallelujah. That is the Greek word that means intimacy. But the real intimacy is not physical, it's spiritual. Hallelujah. That's why this one, physical intimacy, ends with this word. But spiritual intimacy is what we will enjoy with God and with each other forever. And we will never be bored. The climax is repeated over and over and over again. The depths of his love. The depths. There are depths of his love. You cannot exceed it. The deeper you go, the deeper you have still to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why I like the word fellowship. If you abide in Christ, remain in Christ, involves trust. It involves faithfulness. But I tell you, it involves what? Fellowship. Because in fellowship, you begin to know. You know him. You know his word. You know his character. You know, you cannot fully trust somebody until you know their character. Hallelujah. The more you know somebody's character, the more you trust them, whether for good or for evil. If you know that somebody will surely let you down, yeah, then you should expect them to let you down. You should still love them. Hallelujah. But don't put your business plans in their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason why God expects you or God wants you to trust him is that he's demonstrated over and over again that this is my character. I'm dependable. I'm reliable. I do not change. Hallelujah. I do not change. You know, when you come on the scene in your situation, you are thinking, you know, you have a brain, you are smart, you can navigate it. Let me try it this way. Maybe it will work. But the one advising you has been there all along. He's seen people try your way and fail. That's why his way is better. Hallelujah. You see, every time I walk off God's way, yeah? Every time I walk off God's way, my prayers become more difficult. It's more difficult for my prayers to be answered. Hallelujah. Because I'm no longer in the plan, in the will. You understand? If my prayers are answered in that situation, it does not bring glory to God. Hallelujah. It's like a bank robber saying, Father, I pray, or God, I pray, they help me to be successful in my mission today. Will God answer that prayer? Well, God may answer it. He may be successful, steal all the diamonds, then just on his way out, he's caught. That's mercy. Hallelujah. Can you see? So, fellowship, trust, faithfulness. There are other words too. You know, devotion. Service. My perfect definition of abiding or remaining in Christ is stay actively connected. Stay in active connection with him. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. But don't misunderstand. You can still do many things. Did you ask Jesus what you should put on this morning? Hallelujah. Did you ask him about the colors? No. Hallelujah. So you could do it. You didn't ask him. Yep. Did you ask Jesus about what you should eat this morning? Did you ask him whether you should have cereal or bread? Or nothing. No. Amen. So that's not what he's talking about. Amen. Without him, you cannot bear fruit. Amen. What is fruit? Fruit is anything you produce that glorifies God. Hallelujah. Fruit includes the salvation of souls, the healing, the deliverance, the transformation, yeah, the spiritual growth, the turnaround of messy situations into something good and beautiful. Hallelujah. That's fruit. You know? Every time a life is influenced and touched and their life is transformed, they are set free, they grow, they are delivered. Yeah? That's fruit. He said, without me, you cannot bear fruit. That's why I need to stay in that active connection with Jesus. Amen. And you cannot do that without fellowship. You can't do it on your own. I know you are smart. But there have been many smart people who came before you. Hallelujah. And compared to God, you are not smart. But let me tell you another thing that may surprise you. Compared to the devil, you are not smart either. For one reason. He's had almost 6,000 years experience with people before you came on. So all the smartness you're trying to gather now is acquired this in 6,000 years. So that means I cannot overcome the devil without God. Hallelujah. But as I depend on him, and that includes trust, it includes faith. Hallelujah. Faith is trust. True faith is relying on God, depending on God. And when you're really in faith, you will listen to what he has to tell you. Faith is not just believing for what I want. Faith is listening to what God is saying. Every time I listen and obey what God is saying, the outcome is miracle. You don't know that. If God tells me, say, stay at home today, there's a miracle in that statement. If I want to buy two cars and he says, there's a red one, there's a yellow one, and he says, don't buy the yellow one, buy the red one, there's a miracle in that statement. Hallelujah. When God says, you know, forgive that person, there's a miracle in that statement. I know they cheated you. I know they maltreated you. But he said, forgive. In that forgiveness is what? A miracle. Hallelujah. There are some times that your life looks like it's not moving forward. It's like everything's at a standstill. And you're thinking, oh, I'm missing out. Let me explain something to you that God showed me sometime. You go through 2 years. You work. You work hard. You earn money. But at the end of those 2 years, you spent it all. There was nothing left. You worked, isn't it? You earned money, isn't it? But 2 years, actually, if you're not careful, you're in debt. So what was the value of that work you did in those 2 years? Hello? Are you seeing what I'm trying to say? What was the value? Particularly if everything you use the money for, you know, particularly you spend the money on food, travel, whatever. Let's assume you even bought some clothes, but they are old. Yeah? So you see that it's not about me working and earning money. It's about what I use my time to do and the value it adds to other lives. Whether I'm going to a workplace or not, my workplace is not my life. Hallelujah. Many of us, we work to earn money to live a life. Yeah? So, but I want you to understand that the life is more important than the work. So if I'm trusting God for work, while I'm still idle, I must live. What is living? Add value to other lives. That's the life of love. Hallelujah. If you understand love, there's no boring moment. There's no idle moment. Say, I'm out of work. You know, you're never out of work as a believer. Amen? You find a life to add value to. There is something in you that makes you you. There are good things in you. There are things you can do. If you're a talker, pick up the phone. Call your brethren and encourage them. There are people in this church that they welcome a phone call. In fact, actually, if you called me, I will welcome it. I'm not demanding. Okay? Hallelujah. Some people, that's their gift. They talk. Then call somebody and encourage them. Don't call them and complain. Hallelujah. But there are some people that they are listeners. They can listen. Yeah? Those ones can receive complaints. Just make yourself available. Let people come and pour their heart out to you. When they finish, pray. Hallelujah. You are adding what? Value. Hallelujah. Sometimes they say, I don't have enough time to pray. Then you have time, but you don't pray because life is on a standstill. But you have the time. Pray. Hallelujah. Commit yourself to walking in love. You will produce fruit. Lives will be changed. It's the value of your life. Hallelujah. It is the value of your life. If you go to a workplace, don't just go there to earn money. People who don't know God do that. Amen. Go there and say, God, use me. Anybody in this place you want to touch, use me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask what? Anything you want. Can I show you why it's so? Let me show you why. And we'll finish there. Go to John 15. Sister Esther, praise the Lord. The Lord is your strength. John 15. I want to show you something. I think this came out to me this morning. Verse 13 and 14 and 15. Yes, who's going to read it? Sister Pamela, I saw your hand up. John chapter 15, 13 to 15. That's the last verse we'll read, and I will explain it, and we'll finish. The secret to getting your prayers answered.
There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend.
Mm-hmm.
You are my friend if you don't, if you do what I command.
You are my friends. Are you listening? Not everybody in church is his friend. Not everybody, not every Christian is the friend of Jesus. Jesus is your friend, yes. Jesus is the friend of every Christian. But not every Christian is his friend. Please continue. You are my friends, yes, if you do what I command. So how did I become a friend of God?
We need to follow his command.
I should remain in him. Pay attention to what he's saying. And what? And do it. Continue.
I no longer call you slaves, because the master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me.
Amen. Now, so this is where I'm going to finish. Your goal as a Christian, someone who has made Jesus the Lord of their life, is to move into friendship. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, in some other religion, like in Islam, you can never be a child of God. In Islam, Muslim, you can never be a child of God. You are a slave of Allah. Allah has no son. Hallelujah. That's why you know that Allah is not the same as the God you are serving. Because Allah has no son. Yeah? Allah has what? Yes. That means you can never be a child of God. In Muslim or Islam, you are just a servant of God. But that's not. Allah is not the same as Jehovah. Jehovah is the name of the God you are serving. He also called Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh has not only a son, which is Jesus, he has many sons and daughters. Hallelujah. You know why Jesus is the first son? Because he's the one that made the way. We're going to play that song later. He said he made the way. Hallelujah. He made what?
The way.
He opened the door for us to become sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. But you see, you need to move from sonship to friendship. God opened my eyes. He said, even in your family. You know, we say family is very important, isn't it? But not everybody in your family is your friend. Hello? Not everybody in your family is what? So I understand that friendship is a higher level of relationship than family. It's deeper. Because even in your family, you need friends. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, I have called you friends. And he said, why do I call you friends? Because you obey my commandment. Can you see? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you become my friends. And when you are my friend, you understand my heart. And I understand your heart, then whatever you ask will be granted. You are more likely to grant the request of your friends than the request of just your work colleagues. Am I right? Hallelujah. I said, give more attention to fellowship with God, trusting God, depending on God, being faithful to his commandment. Walking in love is the greatest commandment anyway. Because when you walk in love, your heart opens up to obeying any other thing God wants to say. When you're not walking in love, you've learned to close your mind. You've learned to be mean and harsh and vengeful and unforgiving. It's easy for you to reject what God is saying. But when your heart is open to love, when your heart is tender, you can easily accept what God is saying. And when you're in that state, it's a state of friendship. That's what you want to be. Friendship with God. Friendship with Jesus. In friendship, you may ask whatever you want. Yeah, and you are not likely to ask the wrong thing when you're in friendship anyway. Because you've learned to understand his heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Secondly, friendship brings you into confidence. Hallelujah. Not only do you understand his heart, you have confidence. Because your friend understands your character. Hallelujah. When you're in friendship, trust is an easy issue until you're let down. Isn't it? Hallelujah. When you understand his heart and his character, your faith will be in gear. Hallelujah. For example, I give an example. I know, and I'm telling you, that God can never do me wrong. That's why I said during the week, I said, don't ever go to prayer complaining against God. You are smearing his character. God can never be unfair. God can never be what? Unfair. He said, I'm the judge of the earth. He can never, 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 ever, never. So, when I go to God complaining and grumbling, I am saying that God is no longer who he claims to be. That's not faith. It's not faith. It's doubt. Hallelujah. Now, what I need to do when I'm in a bad situation is, Father, I thank you. Because I know that you are working everything together for my good. If there's anything I don't know, show me. That's friendship. And when you work like that, your request will be granted. And you will have what? A big testimony. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Hallelujah. Just thank God for the privilege you have to be a child of God. You know that, you know what makes you, what made you a child of God? It's love. It's love. Allah has no love. All he has is mercy to do as he likes. But God is a God of love. He called you, found you where you are, even from your mother's womb. Even when you know what, when the Bible says from your mother's womb, it means you, when you didn't know what you were doing, when you didn't deserve it, when you were nothing, love called your name. Hallelujah. He created space in his kingdom for you already from the time you were in the womb. Independent of your parents' status. Is that not good? Independent. Independent of how people love you or not, he created space for you. Hallelujah. Love has called your name. And you should remain in his love. Build friendship with God. You will see miracles. Hallelujah. For the believer, there's no option about walking in love. You got to. Because it's the nature of God. That's what made you a child of God in the first place. Hallelujah. Whether you are waiting or you're in your miracles, continue to walk in love. Continue to bless lives. Continue to use your gifts to make a difference. You will get there. Because he will take you there. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for your life. And that plan includes health and prosperity. Hallelujah.